WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Another split vote at this week's Bryan City Council meeting approved the yearly contribution to the Research Valley Partnership. Al Sines, who voted against the $350,000 payment, says city staff can recruit major employers for less money, and the savings can be spent on capital improvement projects.
My point is we shouldn't have to pay somebody to bring them here. They're coming anyway. This is Bryan College Station, a most desirable part of the country. We're recognized as being a thriving and growing part of the country.
Art Hughes voted to continue with the RVP, which is a joint effort with the College Station, Brazos County, Texas A&M, Blinn College, and local businesses. Supporters also cited the RVP in recruiting Axis Pipe and Tube Manufacturing to the BioCorridor and Suddenlink's recent announcement that BCS will be their first market to have gigabit high-speed internet. While energy prices are falling, those in local government continue to learn more about the rise in oil and gas exploration. College Station City Manager Kelly Templin thought he had a year to 18 months to prepare for the level of activity that's taking place now.
We're reviewing our oil and gas regulations right now. As a matter of fact, I've been through the second draft this week. So we're trying to modernize that so that we can have as little impact as entirely possible. We're working with a gentleman who has been in the oil and gas industry for 30-plus years, who's an expert in that regard.
Templin also says they're having to deal with city employees leaving for higher pay in the energy industry. That was one of the reasons there was a property tax increase this year in College Station. College Station School District voters have one contested race to decide in this year's election.
Michael Schaefer and Kimberly McAdams participated in last week's Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum. Among the questions was the changing demographics of CSISD based on the increase of number of students on free and reduced lunches. Schaefer's response to educating more low-income students.
It's kind of like the Army and military. You know, they're all, at the end of the day, our job is educators, whether they're going to be into a vocational program or into a academic program. I think the same thing is on the educational, how we're going to teach those students.
McAdams says she's a big fan of the district's career and technology program.
We also have to continue to build a diverse workforce, which we do in College Station, you know, that looks a little bit more like our student body. And we also have some wonderful programs that support, one is our bilingual program that supports our ESL students in the district.
Comments from last week's forum are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The man in charge of the International Atomic Energy Agency spent 2 days this week on the Texas A&M campus before going to the United Nations. It's the first visit to a U.S. university by Director General Yukiya Amano.
IAEA, for example, bring the students in Kenya to your university. They are trained and go back to their country. It is not only in nuclear power, but in the efforts to prevent the spread of nuclear weapons, training the inspectors is very important.
A&M is home to a pair of institutes dealing with nuclear power, and its relationship with the IAEA includes A&M School of Public Health and AgriLife Research. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 56 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Sutherland, and I led the effort to move the Health Science Center next to Traditions. Without that, the BioCorridor would have never started, and thousands of potential jobs and millions in increased tax base would never have happened for Bryan. This move also saved the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. The majority on the council wanted to demolish the golf course and make room for the HSC. Elect a council member with a proven record of new ideas, creating jobs, and increasing the tax base. Vote Mike Sutherland.
Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland Campaign, Tana Sutherland Treasurer.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Come on now, come on, let's hit the road.
RV Station is blowing out all their campers.
It's the 2014 inventory reduction sale at RV Station in Bryan.
Come on!
Save $10, $20, even $50,000 on the best brands in the country. The 2014s have to go to make room for the 15s. This Magnorma sale absolutely ends October 31st. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA, on the web, rvstationonline.com. How big is this sale?
It is magnormous.
It's 8:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Voted best in the Brazos 13 straight years. Go to normagtractor.com.
Temperatures are beginning progressively cooler the closer we get to the weekend. It'll be partly to mostly sunny today with highs up around 80. Partly cloudy tonight. Chance for a stray shower, 55. Sunshine tomorrow. Highs will only be 70 to 75. Clear, cooler tomorrow night, down to 45. Lots of sun Saturday. If you're headed to the Aggies game, take a sweatshirt. It's going to be cool. High temperatures only peaking at 65 during Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So you seen that movie Silence of the Lambs?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a little creepy.
That's pretty creepy.
A little bit.
Did you know that Anthony Hopkins is on the screen about 16 minutes? That's it.
Huh.
Wins an Academy Award for that. The only other one that was almost like that was Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson won the Academy Award, one of my favorite movies, Last Picture Show, for Best Supporting Actor. And he had like 13 lines in the entire movie. He's a pretty good dude. Anyway, so there, you got that. Well, all the good classes start coming into college after we get out. Lucky creative writing students at the University of Pennsylvania seminar will be able to learn earn academic credit by wasting time on the Internet next spring. The class, which is appropriately titled Wasting Time on the Internet, how you like that, will require its students to spend the three-hour weekly sessions dividing their attention between the world of the Internet and the classroom. And the instructor, Kenneth Goldsmith, says that he will strictly enforce a state of distraction among the students. Exactly the opposite of what you're really supposed to do. Purpose, Mr. Goldsmith says, is to have the students write something good at the end of the class as a result of all that forced distraction. He says that he hopes the distraction will place his students into, quote, a digital or electronic twilight, unquote, similar to the state of consciousness between dreaming and waking.
Oh, good heavens.
It was so prized by the surrealists. Yeah, why not? Okay, that's at the University of Pennsylvania.
And that's all from your hippy-dippy weather, man.
That's exactly right, with all the hippy-dippy weather, man. 8:13, time to talk a little Halloween safety. William Bounce is here this morning. He's the, we call him the fire marshal dude. How's that? How are you, man?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. All right, so we got it coming up tomorrow night. And obviously, we have to talk common sense, but we do have to talk common sense when it comes to Halloween safety.
Well, we do, because unfortunately, we see some people that don't use common sense, and unfortunately, that causes some tragedies, mm-hmm. and we really want to try to prevent that. And it's really not hard to do, just following some simple ideas. As far as the kids going out into the community, definitely you want them in, want to look at their costumes. They have to be able to see if they're not going to walk out in front of cars. Mm-hmm. So make sure their mask fits so they can see, or use maybe makeup on them instead of the masks that don't fit. Make sure their costumes fit so they don't trip and fall in the street or something like that. Make sure they go in groups and that there's somebody mature enough to wrangle the group, and so we don't have anything happen. And encourage them to go to the houses that participate in Halloween.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a requirement for these people to hand out stuff at Halloween. And so if the house isn't lit up and doesn't give you an idea that they're participating, go on to the next one.
Sure.
If you're... if your house is one of those is lit, you're using candles, which used to be a common thing. We do a little more with electric bulbs and things now, but we used to use a lot of candles. The only thing that you have to do with candles is monitor them. So if you have them in a safe plate that's non-flammable, you're not sitting them in a cardboard box,
right?
And you monitor them, you don't leave them going when you leave the house or when you go to sleep, you pretty much covered the keeping it safe. But what's really come into play is these activities that y'all at WTEW and Peace 107 that are advertising, the churches that are doing mm-hmm. activities. We're mm-hmm. doing trunk or treat at our St. Luke's over on West Villa Maria Road. We're doing a trunk or treat tomorrow night. And what it is, it's organized activities with responsible people there, a chance for your kids to safely be involved in some activities. I think Bush is doing one, and used to be the mall did something. And so seek those out. Check with your media. Check with 1620, 1510, Peace 107. Check the websites and the internet, bryantx.gov, College Station, Bush Library. Check those places out. Find some of those great activities to go to. It's a real safe way to party and enjoy Halloween.
Exactly. You know, if you have grandparents in town, okay, take them over, let them see the costumes, and head off to an organized situation, right?
Right.
Be a good deal to do. All right, so that's it. Use a little common sense. We're out here to help you out. It's William Bouts here this morning from the City of Bryan. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep, visit with the folks from the City of Bryan on Thursday. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
My friends at Gun Corps have a brand new location. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. They've moved, to Texas Avenue and Southwest Parkway in the same shopping center as Prospectors, right across from the Kettle. Same great guys, same great guns and tack gear, just more of it in a bigger, better space. There is one thing that's changed, though. They've changed their hours. They're now open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. If you'd like to find out more, go to gun-corps.com. Again, that's gun-corps.com. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical.
The Caldwell Country family has so many customers in the Bryan College Station area that it only made sense to add another avenue for you to get great service. Caldwell Country Express Tire and Lube is now open. From oil changes to engine jobs, you'll find the same great service from the same great people just closer to home. They've brought Caldwell Country's great service closer to home in Bryan College Station. Caldwell Country Express Tire and Lube, open 6 days a week next to Wendy's just off Texas Avenue on East Southwest Parkway.
Aggie fan Slavacek sausage is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics and available all season long at Kyle Field. Slavacek uses the same great Czech recipe you've been used to for years and is made just down the road in Snook, Texas. Slavacek has been part of the Aggie community since 1957. So come see us at Kyle or look for us at your local HEB, Walmart, or Sam's Club. Slavacek sausage, proud to be the official sausage of the Aggies.
The economy picks up. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The first estimate from Washington suggests the economy did quite well over the summer. The Commerce Department says the gross domestic product expanded at an annual rate of 3.5% in the third quarter. New claims for unemployment benefits remain at a level that suggests an improving job market, though there was a small uptick last week. The Labor Department counted 287,000 first-time filings, 3,000 more than the prior week. Walmart.com may get more aggressive on pricing this holiday season. The Dow Dow Jones Newswires report Walmart executives are considering an online price matching offer. The nation's biggest supermarket chain plans a big push for online sales. Kroger executives, speaking at the annual investor conference, said they are ready to compete with Amazon and others. Stock market futures have improved some since the GDP report, but they are still modestly lower ahead of the Thursday session. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Think you can?
Paying too much for mediocre cable service? Cut the cord, cut your expenses, and get unmatched TV technology with Dish. Dish is much better and costs less. Get the most movies with Blockbuster at home free for 3 months, premium channels free for 3 months, free HD for 2 years, and get a free DVR. Watch live TV anywhere with your computer, smartphone, or tablet with Hopper. Call right now and get a free Hopper upgrade. Hurry, this limited time offer won't last. Call 800-553-4751. 800-553-4751.
You've been lied to. Being overweight is not about overeating, not exercising, or a lack of self-control. Diets, gyms, and pills can't fix it. It's your hormones. Go to 44skinny.com for a free video where Dr. Steven Siskind explains the four hormonal barriers to weight loss in men and women over 40.
When I first started losing the weight, all my clothes were falling off. I got some skinny jeans, and my husband is chasing me around the table again. I couldn't be happier.
Go to 44skinny.com to see this riveting free video. That's 44.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5050.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Got another great weekend for weather, another great weekend for you to visit Peach Creek Vineyards in South College Station. It's just with the weather the way it's going to be this weekend, ideal for you to go out and pick up a bottle of wine to enjoy either for yourself or to share, maybe as a gift as well. Enjoy a glass of wine while you're there with a friend. I'd recommend that you go out and just kind of enjoy the tranquility, the quiet that they have out there. There's a covered pavilion, and think about that if you want to get together and have a gathering out there. You can enjoy some samplings. They have tastings, wine by the glass, wine by the bottle. Bring your own snacks if you want to. Or you can purchase a cheese or a cracker tray. That's available for you at Peach Creek Vineyards. And they also have s'mores. They're open Saturdays, noon until 6, and then Sundays from 1 until 5. And other times, if you'll get in touch with them. Now, you can go to peachcreekvineyards.com and find out a lot of the things that they've got going on there. But I want to tell you, they've got a gift shop there, which has really got some cool stuff. One of the things that caught my eye was, it's called the Chilsner. It is the one and only in-bottle beer chiller in bottle. The Chilsner keeps beers cool from the very first sip until the last. And you can pour it into a glass if you want to do it. You just freeze it, by the way. Then you insert the beer bottle in there. And it's really cool. You don't have to deal with warm beer ever again if you're one who likes to have your beer cold. Sold in a two-pack, and because nobody wants to drink just one, right? Chilsner, that's one of the cool gift items that they have there at Peach Creek Vineyards. As we head on through the year, we'll tell you more about it. But go to peachcreekvineyards.com. Again, this weekend, great weekend for you to visit them at Peach Creek Vineyards.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work, like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle with a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo, cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's AggieKubotaDealers.com.
Texas A&M will take on Louisiana Monroe at Kyle Field this Saturday. 11 o'clock is kick time. The broadcast on this radio station starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. Don't forget the Fan Zone broadcast. You can hear it on our flagship station as you drive into town. It's on the air from 8 until 10 prior to the broadcast. Well, Coach Kevin Sumlin, speaking with us, said that it's time just to get back and play Aggie football.
Yeah, we've got to get back to playing the type of football that we want to play. And regardless of win or loss, it's about how you play the game. And when we don't play in those three areas to the standard that we've set since we've been here, then that's when the real disappointment comes.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin. Aggies and Louisiana Monroe Saturday at Kyle. 11 o'clock is kickoff time. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted best home health agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Today, the truth about what's being called the Internet of Things. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Start your own business? They say you're crazy to put everything on the line to be your own boss. But not GoDaddy. They like that courageous, passionate kind of crazy. They can help you put the idea or business you're crazy passionate about online. With their Get Online Today toolkit, you get a memorable domain name, a professional website, and personalized email powered by Microsoft Office 365. Sound expensive? It's not. For a limited time, GoDaddy's Get Online Today toolkit is just $1 a month. Just $1 with the purchase of an annual plan. Starting your dream business or putting your business online isn't crazy. Passing on GoDaddy.com's Get Online Today toolkit for only $1 a month, that's a little crazy. They've helped millions of small business owners, and they can help you too. Try the Get Online Today toolkit from GoDaddy.com and get a domain name, a website, and email for only $1 a month. Oh yeah, web hosting and 24/7 live customer support totally free. GoDaddy.com/Kim. That's GoDaddy.com/Kim.
Domain included with annual plan only. See site for details.
For years now, we've been hearing about something called the Internet of Things, an imaginary future world where not only everyone, but also everything is connected to the Internet. For example, soon even your appliances will be connected to the Internet. There's just one problem. No one seems to want it. Appliance giant Whirlpool has been offering Internet-connected washing machines complete with Wi-Fi. It's going to text you and tell you when the clothes are done. The cost, $1,699. But wait, there's more. They have a matching dryer, too, for yet another $1,699. What Whirlpool doesn't have is customers. They say that selling these things is, and I'm quoting now, a bit of a challenge. I bet it is. Frankly, I get enough text messages without having to add my washer and dryer to my friends list. For now, the Internet of Things seems to be on hold. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at Commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Ben, when you're ready to upgrade your appearance, it's time to go to Sonny's Barbershop. Whether you want a better version of the haircut you've been getting, an update, or something completely new, the professional barbers at Sonny's are experts in helping you achieve that fresh, improved look. The moment you step into Sonny's, you'll know you're in a real barbershop, and when you step out, you'll know why so many men insist that nobody knows hair like Sonny's does. What are you waiting for? Aren't you ready to begin looking better today? Just go to Sonny's. Sonny's Barbershop on Villa Maria across from McDonald's.
So you say you're too busy to work out. You've got kids. You've got a significant other. You've got a job. You're just too busy. Let me ask you a question. Do you have 2 hours a week? Now, you by yourself, probably not so much in 2 hours a week, but you plus a personal trainer, you plus Ashley Bergen of Fit You can take those 2 hours a week and improve the quality of your life. Lose the weight you've been wanting to lose and just feel better about yourself. Call Ashley Bergen at 492-1900.
Solar Secrets from Blades of Grass. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Blades of Grass carpeting a lawn comprise a super efficient solar collecting system with lots of light gathering surface area. UMass Amherst polymer chemist Alejandro Briseño and his team have created tiny solar electric cells in the form of organic nanopillars that mimic the grass blades. He says each nanopillar is a single crystal grown on a carbon scaffold.
And so we've been able to essentially train these molecules to stack into coins to form these single crystal pillars.
In the journal Nano Letters, Briseño and his colleagues report using a variety of different materials to create solar cells with different attributes. While not as efficient and durable as silicon solar cells, he says the organic nanopillars will be as cheap to make as plastic and could be used in low-cost sensors, toys, patches, and stickers. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Local governments are monitoring the level of oil and gas exploration while energy prices are falling. College Station City Manager Kelly Templin says internal discussions continue about when exploration begins to slow down.
They've had a banner year just in...
Kelly Templin.
Found a couple of papers on that as to when that would start to curtail exploration in the Eagle Ford. We're sort of at the very northern tail end of the Eagle Ford here in Brazos County, but... I don't know. That's something I need to learn more about, and what I probably ought to do is have a discussion with Representative Flores about that to get his perspective on it. But I want a perfect medium where they're not hiring my people away in droves.
Templin also says he's through a second draft of possible changes in city regulations related to drilling oil and gas wells inside College Station. The Bryan City Council's renewal of contracting economic development services with the Research Valley Partnership came on a 3-2 vote. Mayor Jason Bielinski, who was once employed in economic development with the city, applauded the RVP work with both cities, Texas A&M, Blinn, and private sector employers.
They've had a banner year just in everything going on in the bio corridor and, you know, Access Pipe and Tube and the Texas Triangle Park. And that also includes some of the other businesses that have located in some of our other business and industrial parks that are soon to be filled.
Al Sines and Rafael Pena voted against the $350,000 payment. Sines says the city can recruit on its own and at a reduced cost and spend the savings on capital improvement projects.
And we're fooling ourselves in thinking that we have to pay somebody else to do a better job than what we can do for ourselves. And I know that there's a lot of motivated people on staff and surely here on council, if given the opportunity, could pick out winners and losers better than some other entity can.
Bielinski was joined by Art Hughes and Ann Horton in renewing the RVP contract. Houston Mayor Anise Parker has withdrawn her subpoenas against five clergy members in an ongoing lawsuit over petition signatures that targeted her equal rights ordinance. The ordinance is attempting to add the LGBT community into its anti-discrimination policy.
I did it because it was not serving Houston. It was not serving our goal in defending the lawsuit, and it was dragging the city of Houston and the citizens of Houston into a debate that I didn't intend for them to have.
Hundreds of Bibles have been sent to Parker's office from across the country, and police will distribute those throughout the community. What can local school boards do about regulations from Washington and Austin? That was among the questions asked of those running in the contested race for College Station School Board during last week's candidates forum.
Kimberly McAdams brought up College Station as one of 22 districts statewide chosen to participate in a consortium of high-performing schools.
It was actually put in place to come up with a different accountability system that helped look at ways, how do we measure success of our students and how do we measure success of our district besides just a test that's taken on, you know, 1 or 2 days in the spring, because our board really believes that it, you know, there's a lot more to the success of our district than just those test scores.
Michael Schaefer says he dealt with mandates during a 21-year career at Blinn College.
I do realize that not every student learns the same, and so we're going to have to work together as a group. I don't think it's a problem that the administration can solve by itself. I think it's going to take the parents of the district, the school board members, everybody to lobby Austin and our federal legislators and let them know that, you know, one size not fits all in regards to testing.
Online at WTAW.com, you can hear comments from last week's Chamber of Commerce Forum. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
How nuclear medicine is being used at Texas A&M was one of the things observed during a campus visit this week by the Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency. Yukiya Amano spent 2 days here before making an annual address to the United Nations General Assembly.
I would like to appeal to the leaders of the world on Secretary General that science and technology must be a part of the development.
For nearly 50 years, the IAEA has promoted the peaceful use of nuclear technologies. At A&M, his stops included the Vet School's Diagnostic Imaging and Cancer Treatment Center.
This is the first time that I saw the PET is used for the diagnosis of horse and big animals. I haven't imagined it, but in Texas, everything is big.
He also visited an AgriLife research center where electron beam technologies are used to improve food safety. A McLennan County man who won a new trial on murder charges then admitted to killing his two stepsons in a 1986 fire has been moved to a halfway house in El Paso. The Waco Tribune-Herald reports 62-year-old Edward Graff Jr. left a Huntsville prison yesterday after serving enough time to become eligible for release. In Bastrop County, the sheriff's office has arrested 5 people on charges of shooting at vehicles and businesses on more than 130 occasions. 15 of the reports involve pellet guns shooting out windows. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 57 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. More news coming up today at 12 and or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Bank and Trust is ready to serve your every banking need. We're the largest locally owned community bank in Bryan College Station, and we're invested in our community. That's why loan approvals and other key decisions are made locally by people who live in our community, have face-to-face relationships with our customers, and understand your local needs. From small business loans to construction loans and everything in between, our team can guide you through the process every step of the way. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
836. Our weather brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
We're going to have partly to mostly sunny skies out there today with a high around 80 degrees. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. We have the off chance of a shower or two, low near 55. For your Friday, it'll be partly to mostly sunny. It'll be cooler with a high between 70 and 75. Mostly clear skies on Friday with a low around 45. And on Saturday, we'll have plenty of sunshine for the Aggie game. Temperatures for kickoff at 11 a.m. will be near 50 degrees, and highs for the day will be near 65. I'm meteorologist Steve Lavoie, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Thanks, Steve-O. It's 8:37. Daylight saving. It's singular. Not daylight savings time, okay? Daylight saving time, 2014, ends on Sunday, November 2nd at 2 in the morning. Before you go to bed Saturday night, remember to fall back by setting your clock back 1 hour. Credit for daylight saving time belongs to little Benny Franklin. Let's put his picture on the $100 bill. Who's first suggesting the idea happened in 1784. The idea was revived in 1907 when an Englishman by the name of William Willett proposed a similar system in a pamphlet called The Waste of Daylight. Germans were the first to officially adopt the light-extending system in 1915 as a fuel-saving measure during World War I. The British switched a year later. U.S. America followed in 1918, when Congress passed the Standard Time Act, which establishes time zones. The experiment lasted only until 1920 when the law was repealed due to opposition from dairy farmers, because cows don't really pay much attention to clocks, if you get my drift, you know. They don't want you to, you know, they want you to eat more chicken, but they don't do anything else. During World War II, daylight saving time was imposed once again, this time year-round to save fuel. Since then, daylight saving time has been used on and off with different start and end dates. Currently, daylight saving time begins at 2 a.m. on the second Sunday of March and ends at 2 a.m. on the first Sunday in November. We changed that. Now, we don't have to worry here because we're falling back. Is that right about the locks on the door? Do you have to have your card with you now? No, it's when you're going the other way, I think, that you have to have your card. We have a security system here, you know, that you can't get into the building unless you have, like, a magic thing.
So. We always had a great idea. We'd have a fall party to celebrate the extra hour, because we get to party for an extra hour.
Oh, and, yeah, sure.
That we decided that anything that happened during that hour
didn't count.
Yeah,
and then we'd go and recount our experience in the spring,
right,
during that hour, but it doesn't exist, so we never got to do that.
Well, I don't remember when it happened, but you know, we started it up again in Texas. I don't know, 1970 maybe, something like that. I just remember that we had a party over at a guy's house, and it was really cool because he actually lived in an apartment. Okay, his parents lived in an apartment. His dad was a professor at A&M, and it was the nicest apartment complex in town then. And so it was the Redmond Terrace Apartments, if you know where those are. You know where Redmond Terrace is?
I do not.
You don't, do you? You know where, if I ask you where Bed Bath & Beyond was, would you know where that is?
Uh-huh.
That's the Redmond Terrace Shopping Center.
Was or is?
Well, it probably still is. I guess they probably haven't changed the name. I don't know. But that apartment complex right behind it, that's the Redmond Terrace. Where you actually had brick walls in between apartments,
mm-hmm.
which was kind of neat, you know. Anyway, so we decided we'd stay up and get drunk. We decided we'd stay up as, you know,
and
18 and 19-year-olds. Yeah, and get drowsy. That's what it was. Yeah, and again, I think, and I recounted, I think this week, the idea about, you know, tickling somebody's nose and putting shaving cream in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's always bad when you're around your buddies and you're the first one to fall asleep.
Those kind of things just don't do it with your shoes on.
That's right. Okay. A British man who has spent 7 years in jail for going naked in public lost his legal battle to wear no clothing in as Europe's human rights court told him he must respect the feelings of others. Stephen Goff, who has been dubbed the Naked Rambler. Rolling Stones did that song, didn't they? Oh, no, it's the Midnight Rambler.
The Midnight Rambler. Okay,
anyway, the Naked Rambler by the media for his plan to trek the length of the UK wearing no more than a hat and a backpack. He's faced around 30 convictions for public order disturbances and other offenses. He argued that European law on laws on respect for private life and freedom of expression gave him the right to nudity whenever he chose it. The European Court of Human Rights, there really is one, it's the ECHR, ruled they did not apply given the deliberately repetitive antisocial conduct that chucking your duds in public is. Can you imagine having to be the court reporter for the European Court of Human Rights? Do you think the do you think the eye rolls would? I mean, you're sitting back there going, really?
No, you know what? The truth be known, the guy's just sitting there banging away on his dictaphone thing.
Man,
blah blah blah, yada yada yada.
Yeah,
and between the people hole covers and all sorts of that business, how many people are saying, why do we have rights but not lefts? All these southpaws are really being left out.
Oh, good.
Why are we saying mankind? Shouldn't we be saying humankind?
Why are humans special? What about animal kind?
That's right. And they're not masters, they're just keepers.
Whatever.
Spokesperson for NASA says they were completely blindsided by the explosion of the unmanned rocket. No kidding. did they have that?
Yeah, we saw this one coming. And just decided not to do anything about it.
That's right. We knew.
We were going to show them.
Yeah, we're going to see how big it could explode. Hello.
Good morning. Hey. You know, most nudists that I've ever seen in my life are the kind of people you really didn't want to see naked in the first place.
You're right. Yes, they use very poor judgment just in deciding to do that. Yes, I would agree with you, sir. You're exactly right. Yeah, NASA said they were blindsided. Huh. Okay. Right. What, were they supposed to say, well, our experts saw some stuff, but we decided to just let it slide? I mean, there's nothing you could say on this other than that. Now, apparently, I don't have the story in front of me right now, but apparently the Ruskies had a ship that docked at the International Space Station yesterday. So were we like having a mini space race? You know what I'm saying? Did they rush this thing to try to beat the Russians up there?
So, could be.
I mean,
well, no, it was already delayed, remember?
Yeah, Oh yeah, but then they decided, did they eventually want, because had it lifted off when it was supposed to, it would have gotten there first.
I see.
See what I'm saying?
Hmm.
You know, if their bottles of milk get there first, those are the ones that they buy.
Well, it's powdered. It doesn't matter.
Whatever it happens to be.
Waiting for the Schwann's truck to drive up.
Yeah. Like a giant Winnebago from Spaceballs.
May the Schwann's be with you.
That's right. A new Harris poll finds that U.S. Americans are fairly skeptical about the reliability of news media. Well, good.
I don't know if we can trust this poll.
Yeah, really. After that story we had yesterday about the office of the president. Anyway, only a relatively small proportion of the respondents saying that they have, quote, a lot of trust in various news sources, although a larger share expressed some amount of trust. Now, I'm just going to stop, because if you watch any of the discussion shows on any of the networks, I mean, look at how much money they've got invested. Look at how many jobs are tied to that. And I don't care if it's George Will on one side or who's that woman who's the black woman on CNN who's on the National Democratic Committee. You know who I'm talking about. Or it doesn't matter. Rachel Maddow. From one side of the spectrum to the other, they all get paid to come on and stir the pot to keep the ice cream churn going, okay? So I understand you want to get information from them, but please go ahead and form your own opinions. Please go and look for yourself, because, you know, don't trust Fox any more than you trust CNN or MSNBC. They just, you know. For TV, 25% of the respondents expressed great confidence in local TV news. 25% of respondents expressed great confidence in local TV news. Versus 53% who said they have some trust, 17% say they have no trust at all. Local newspapers, the proportions were 21%. 21% expressed great confidence. I mean, in other words, less than local news on television. 19% said some respectability. For radio, 16%. Oh, good, we're even less. Cable TV, 15%. National newspapers, 16%, and network news on TV, 17%. Online news trust lowest in terms of trust, although the sites associated with the long-established news media have somewhat more credibility. Overall, it's just not very good. For online news sites, they tied with traditional outlets. So I'm guessing online news sites would be Drudge. But Drudge is actually
an aggregator. Yeah, he rarely breaks news.
That's true. They don't do that. Breitbart, are they an aggregator or they generate?
A little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. Anyhow, they're
repackagers.
Your
there's a lot of the Huffington Post is what I would call a repackager.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. That's true. They take things and do a little slant on it. Victoria's Secret has sparked a backlash from some students in the UK who took exception to the lingerie retailer's Perfect Body campaign. It's a pretty good idea here, I think. Three British students have launched a Change.org petition in response to the in-store and online ads. They show its models wearing its Body by Victoria lingerie under the tagline, The Perfect Body. The students say that the marketing is damaging and promotes body image problems for women. They say the ads play on women's insecurities, sending out damaging messages by positioning the words "the perfect body" across the models who have exactly the same very slim body type. People Style Watch say the students have also started a social media campaign, hashtag I am perfect. See, I do. I kind of agree with that, because if you take children who are impressionable, and they start seeing that, then they think, you know, they're carrying two extra pounds, then that's too much, and eating disorders and all sorts of other emotional things can kick in at that point. And again, how hard do those women have to work to stay in that kind of a physical
shape? Oh, my gosh.
You know?
No, some of them are just mutants.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, to begin with, yeah.
But then you got, you know, they do purging. I mean, they do all sorts of stuff that's just not good for themselves. No.
Well, and even the ones who don't have unhealthy disorders, they work out a lot and they spend pretty much all their day doing that because they're getting paid to look the way they do.
Sure.
So people who have to work other jobs, 40 hours a week or more, maybe a little less, they don't have time to get into the gym for four hours a day.
Impossible to do that. I mean, you look at, there'll be stories about the regimen that stars have to go through to change their bodies for movies.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is. That is a It's hard work, and it's also it's hard on your body as well. But anyway, I think that's probably a pretty good cause. All right, 12 till.
I'm Frank Verisco, market president at American Momentum Bank. More than anything else, you want to bank with people you trust to do the right thing for you in every situation. If you're having a difficult time with your current bank, why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? Member FDIC.
Okay, maybe the weather's turned a little cooler. That's going to cause you to get into some projects that you maybe didn't want to do in the heat of summer. And maybe those projects involve glass. And if that's the case, remember, Acme Glass is open a half day on Saturday. That makes it convenient for you if you need to get a piece of glass cut to a certain size because you're going to do some work like that around your home or your business. Acme Glass can help you there. Now, remember, Acme Glass also can respond if there's glass breakage that needs to be replaced because they understand that the safety and security are a couple of concerns for you. And so they will respond quickly to that. But as important as anything, Acme Glass has been around since 1946, and the way that glass is installed and used has changed, even though the product hasn't changed that much. They can respond quickly. They understand that that's what's important. You know, it used to be that mobile installation was the exception rather than the rule, but not the case so much anymore, and Acme Glass understands that, and they understand that maybe you need your vehicle, and it'll be in the parking lot where you work, and they can do the installations there. They can do the repairs there. That's the kind of company they are at Acme Glass and have been since 1946, there to help you out as best they can based on your circumstances. In downtown Bryan on Main Street and College Station across from the main entrance at A&M, it's Acme Glass.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Pair of high school students outside Boston have been suspended for posing on Facebook with airsoft guns. 15-year-old Tito Velez and Jaime Piera, both honor students. They posed with paintball rifles just before the Bristol Plymouth Regional Technical School homecoming dance. School officials saw the photos, suspended the teens. Thousands of people online have come to their defense, but the school is refusing to budge on the issue. Apparently, Tito competes with an airsoft team as a hobby and didn't think that the photos were a big deal. Well, I guess he was wrong. So there. So we've talked about sexy Big Bird, sexy Ebola nurse, sultry SWAT team member, racy Robin Hood, whatever. ladies, if you're wondering what you can come up with that in the Halloween store that is not necessarily sexy, pretty interesting website. It's called Take Back Halloween. TakeBackHalloween.org is the site. And it is a free guide on how women can dress up as famous queens or goddesses or other female historical figures. Now, they do not sell any costumes, but they are promoting a campaign, and they'll add some costumes for Halloween next year. But they have four categories in the Take Back Halloween site right now. Glamour girls, this would be silver screen icons like Grace Kelly or Josephine Baker, Audrey Hepburn, Mae West, Rita Hayworth. Goddesses and legends, create your own Greek goddess, Athena or Isis. Well, maybe not so much.
No, the slug line's awesome. A costume guide for women with imagination.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of cool. Notable women like Jane Austen or Joan of Arc.
Calamity Jane.
Lizzie Borden, Sojourner Truth. Or you could do queens, the Queen of Sheba, Queen Victoria, whatever. That's kind of a pretty cool deal because you may find that there's a costume you can go pick up and do, or maybe you can try to create something. But this actually gives you some idea starters, I would guess, that would kind of help out a little bit. So, and it's that time of year again when we set a pumpkin on the dinner table and we all gather around with our knives and hammers and ice picks in hand. To watch the YouTuber Hickok 45. Have you watched? I guess Hick. Yeah, Hick. Well, it's Hickok. So maybe it's Hickok 45. Demonstrate the latest foolproof methods for sending your gourd straight to hell. It's pumpkin killing. The tutorial started four Halloweens ago as an educational how-to for the proper disposal of pumpkins that have grown rather psychotic over the last few years. The professional woodsman says in the intro that his latest massacre is just something about the season, something about me. When I think about pumpkins and I see pumpkins, I just it just wells up deep inside me. He's a pumpkin serial killer. What'd you do for pumpkins this year?
Actually, I had the world's hardest pumpkin.
Okay.
And I'm not really exaggerating all that much.
How do you know? See, how do you know when, before you choose it that that's not what you're going to be dealing with?
I don't know. I have not figured that out. But literally, I ended up taking a very, very good pocket knife that I have.
Yeah.
In essence, like a combat pocket knife.
I got you.
And I had to start the holes with this pocket knife and not the little saws. And
oh,
all the
wow.
Meat stuff.
Really? Wow. It was, wow. Wow. But, I mean, was the overall meat was just thicker, too?
No, it wasn't thicker. It was just hard. Like, the outside skin was a brick.
Huh.
So I don't know if it was a matter of the kind, because I know nothing about pumpkins at all.
Which is interesting, because you really kind of get into doing
that
stuff.
Yeah, I like doing the carving thing, yeah. But I haven't taken the time to go, okay, if it's this kind with the bumps, it's a John Smith pumpkin. I just don't know anything about him.
Need to find that out maybe next time.
I'm just going to buy one of those plastic ones.
I was in a shoppatorium yesterday. Yeah, I was seeing like purple sparkly ones, you know?
No.
Yeah.
Well, they make the kind that you can carve that are plastic.
Oh, okay. Oh, do they? I didn't know that.
They're realistic looking, and you can carve them like a regular pumpkin.
Oh, all right.
I've contemplated that.
Oh, well, that.
Because I don't roast the seeds. I'm too lazy.
Hello?
Yeah, Dremels work pretty good on those pumpkins.
Yeah, I hear you, yeah.
I've used a Dremel.
Yeah. And if that doesn't work, a chainsaw's a good hole starter.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas for Douglas Nissan. It's a good thing the Nissan Altima gets great gas mileage, because once you start driving it, you won't want to stop. Right now, get the 2015 Nissan Altima 2.5S for a nice guy price of only $18,988. Just $18,988 for a brand new 2015 Nissan Altima 2.5S. Only at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at University Drive.
Model code 13115. Two or more at this price. Price includes $2,267 Douglas discount, $1,250 Nissan customer cash, $1,000 NMA. AC Captive Cash.
Hi, I'm Kyle in Cardona, and I'm asking for your vote for Bryan City Council to serve as a voice for you, the people. As a managing partner of a local Bryan funeral home, I'm focused on listening and caring for individuals. And when elected, I'll bring that passion to the people of District 4. As a family man, businessman, and resident of Bryan, my pledge to you is to serve with honesty, integrity, and transparency. I ask for your vote to keep Bryan moving forward. Please vote Kyle in Cardona as your next councilman from Place 4.
Paid for by Kyle in Cardona Campaign, Glenn Duhon, Treasurer.
Kind of neat. We're going to have some cool weather this weekend. It does remind us that it will eventually get cold again. And, you know, when it gets cold, that is when you know whether or not your windows are doing their job, whether they're actually keeping that air out. If that cold air leaks in, you have to reheat in your home. That causes your energy bills to go up. And again, you're aware of it during the cold weather, but it happens all the time, that air exchange, if your windows are not energy efficient. That's where the folks from Intercon come in, a home-owned company. Father and son started it, and local folks doing the work for them. Local folks who do estimates, local folks who are installers as well. Oscar and Brad Beard started Intercom with the idea of giving you quality windows at a fair price with no high pressure. And I mention that because there are people in this business who just do a lot of high-pressure sales. Not the case with Intercom. So if you need some windows, if you know you do, or even if you think you do, they can refit the windows that you have possibly, or you come up with new windows. But give them a call at Intercom at 823-3639. Let them come out and kind of assess things before the cold weather gets here. And you, once again, have to pay higher energy bills than you want to, because there's nothing worse than a drafty house when those windows aren't doing the job. So call them at Intercon at 823-3639.
Cartel violence, attacks on Border Patrol agents, drug runners. They threaten our way of life and terrorize law-abiding Texans. Barack Obama won't secure the border, but Greg Abbott will. As governor, Greg Abbott's mission is to keep Texans safe. His plan will double the funds for the Texas Department of Public Safety for border security. Abbott will secure the border by hiring 500 more state troopers with added surveillance in the air and on water. And Greg Abbott's plan will increase funds for the Border Prosecution Unit.
Please welcome the man I am proud to call my dad, Attorney General Greg Abbott.
Together we can secure our border, keeping Texans safe from drug cartels and gangs that are importing crime to our state. I will never stop fighting. And that's why I'm asking you to elect me as your next governor.
Political ad paid for by Texans for Greg Abbott.
About 3 minutes till, News Talk 1620. No, it's 2 minutes till. News Talk 1620.
That's important.
That is. Business Insider put out their list of the best public universities and colleges, ranked by using student SAT scores. thinking that the average SAT score reflected the relative intelligence of the university as a whole. Out of the top 100, four of the five U.S. military service academies ranked in the top 20, and because they're all public universities, the school's probably cheaper alternatives for students, too. Number one is Georgia Institute of Technology. That's the formal name. It's called Georgia Tech.
Get.
Number two would be the University of California at Berkeley. They call that Caltech.
And there are very smart people.
Yes, they are. Number three is the College of William and Mary. Number four is the Air Force Academy. Number five is UVA. Number six is Michigan. Colorado State of Mines. University of California at Los Angeles. That's UCLA. And Maryland. Those are your top nine. Texas A&M, 61st on the list.
That surprises me a little bit.
Yep, it is. Going to school would probably be a lot more fun on this school bus. Paul Stender of Indianapolis has transformed what looks like a school bus into a fire-spitting vehicle that goes 370 miles an hour.
Yeah. Wow! That's going to be like a dragster.
Calls it the school time bus. It shoots out 80-foot flames as it blasts forward. The bus is fitted with a GE J79 jet engine, the entire vehicle custom built, because obviously no original school bus would be able to withstand that. Built it at home. Well,
wow, it looks cool.
Designed to help him bring the anti-drug message to schools, which is cool. It says jets are hot, drugs are not. So good for him for doing that. So that's good. If you haven't checked the weather, do it, because it's going to be getting cool in the evenings. 56 tonight, 44 on Friday night, and 43 on Saturday night. 56 now, back tomorrow. It's 9 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station. Brian.
Fox News Radio.